Hi, this is Casey, Subway. Well, how can I help you?
Hi, Casey. I'm calling from a radio station in Laguna Beach called KX93.5. I was wondering, and you might not be able to comment on this, but if you are, it would be awesome. There was news released this morning that Subway may actually have some 11-inch sandwiches rather than the footlongs, and people are concerned about it. And I'm wondering if you heard about that.
I haven't really heard about that yet, but that's pretty strange. I'm not really sure. That's bizarre.
Isn't that people actually measured their Subway sandwiches and found that some of them were 11 inches, and they're upset.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think they are 12, but sometimes in the expansion proofing process, they, you know, don't inflate as much from the baking process. So they're all 12, but sometimes they might be a little shorter. But the sustenance of the thing is the same, you know, the weight, the size, maybe not the size, but the weight and the density is that of a 12-inch sandwich. It just might be a little smaller just because of the proofing process that we put it through when we bake them fresh. So
I'm very impressed with your answer.
That's pretty cool.
That was very well done.
Now, yeah. let me ask you this. If somebody came to your store and complained and said, this is not a foot long, what would you do?
Well, actually, I would refer to probably another diversion, you know, immediately, of course, and just rest them assured, probably with the same information that I can, you know, pass on to you,
right.
That I'm a very adaptive kind of guy.
Well, good. I will assure the listening world that they are not being ripped off an inch on their sandwiches then.
What kind of station you got going? Because I was trained in radio, television, broadcasting, and I'm the singer of a band called D.I., drummer of the Adolescents and drummer of Social Distortion.
How convenient.
I know, it's kind of cool. I work at the Subway just because I can eat fresh food just to play punk rock music.
That's so awesome. I love this.
Dude, just to proliferate my existence, I could talk about gigs. We're playing with DOA on the 1st of February at the Observatory, which used to be the Galaxy on Harvard.
Yeah, absolutely. We work with the Observatory a lot. We're actually a really new radio station. We launched in October, but it's local. It's basically the FM signal just reaches Laguna Beach.
Okay.
But you can listen anywhere online, of course, but it's alternative and indie rock.
Yeah.
From like the 60s till today, but it's in fact the only FM station you can pick up in Laguna just because it's so hard to get radio down here.
Dude, you guys making some money yet?
Sort of. Yeah.
That is absolutely incredible because you know what? I don't know. I don't know. Weird things happen for weird reasons, you know what I mean? I grew up in Laguna, so
yeah.
I know the city like the back of my hand. You know, it's planted half the trees in Laguna Beach.
Would you mind shooting me an email and maybe we can like meet or do an in-studio or something with your band or whatever?
Yeah, Wikipedia me at just Casey Royer, CASEYROYER.
Okay.
And there's just and you can Google me, dude. It runs deep. Ever since I made up Social Distortion in 79.
I found your mugshot.
Oh, dude, that's the worst part. That was all staged. That was all staged.
Okay.
That was all for promotion, okay? Look deeper than that. That's just a silly rock star maneuver, okay? That was just, you know, my publicist. He went crazy. He's all, let's pretend you got in trouble, you know, that kind of thing. Well, we'll talk later, Tyler.
I would tell you what, one of my dreams in life is to have a Wikipedia entry, so I'm very envious of this, and I look forward to talking to you more.
Dude, unbelievable. This is kind of crazy. And have a great day.
You too. Thank you for your Subway intel.
I love this.
All right, man.
Lagunatics, all the way.
Woo! Always. See ya.
Later.